She was secretary to the clerk. He was clerk of court and also county clerk. And she occupied that position at the time I went up to marry her in 1928.
Okay. What about her parental ancestry? Where did
Hallie is a descendant of Civil War veteran, and also she is a daughter of the American Revolution. She is a DAR member, a past regent of the local chapter, and she has held other positions in Daughters of American Revolution.
Okay.
Her family was and other names. Her father was her mother was, and I don't know which descendant she came into UDC, United Daughters of the Confederacy, on. And I don't recall the family name. It's possibly of the revolutionary time period.
How long have the two of you lived in St. Augustine?
We have lived in St. Augustine since 1928. We married in July. For honeymoon, we went by bus from Martinsville to Roanoke, and we caught train, and by train to Miami, so I could attend the National Convention of the Benevolent Protective Order of Elks. And for 3 days or more, I was occupied more with the Elks than with my new bride. And we participated in the parade of the National Convention, and St. Augustine took top prize by presenting a Ponce de Leon celebration, which consisted of Indians from the Everglades as the first settlers of Florida, and people from St. Augustine who went down in a private railroad car, special car, for Pedro Menendez de Avilés, and I think Ponce de Leon and the other dignitaries that would make up this party, including the beautiful ladies in their costumes, and marching companies. The Landor enclosed carriages were carried, three of them were carried down on flat cars by the East Coast Railroad. Horses were hired, rented in Miami, and the marching companies, which comprised the French of 1564 period, the Spanish of a later period, the British of the British 20-year period, and the American troops of the period of 1819-1823, the white duck trousers, the powder blue high-collared jackets, and also a company of pirates. These people were World War I veterans who were hired in Miami for that purpose, to march in the parade. And it occupied a complete block in Miami, starting about 10:30 in the morning from our warehouse central unit. We went out about 23rd Street, as I recall, and the Indians had already been brought out of the Everglades by the Indian agent, and we stayed with them, and about 11:30 the parade was forming, and possibly 9:30 that night before we finally ended up. It was a very long day.
I guess living in St. Augustine for over 60 years, 50 years, you must have seen a lot of changes in the community.
Yes, I have definitely seen St. Augustine change, and whether for the good or whether for the bad, I don't know. Being old-fashioned,
right,
I prefer more of nature than of concrete and asphalt and imitations and artificial things. We had